Hey, how are you? Come over here. It's good to see you again. How's your summer been? Oh, that's great. Mine was great. I had such a cool August. Oh, yeah, you remember that thing? I was telling you I was going to record something every day and make it my August audio og challenge. Well, it didn't quite work out that way, but that's just the way it goes sometimes. I'll tell you, I did some really good things and I focused my month on health. How was yours? Did you look after yourself? Wow. I mean, I made some big gains. I'm so proud of myself for doing it. And you know what? I just didn't have time to do the audios like I thought I would. But you know what? I got some news for you. Have a listen. Man, I just wanted to tell you some of the things I have been doing. I set some new records and new personal milestones that I haven't reached in possibly 15 years with my health. I got in 15 rides this month, and that's almost riding every second day. Went 13 workouts at the gym, and I even completed a 43 kilometer ride just this afternoon. I'm so proud of myself. But you know what, at the end of that ride anyway, it was more tiring than I thought it would be. It took about 2 hours. I played at least 5 soccer games, and I have to say, I feel amazing. I mean, this music expresses it perfectly. Yeah, sorry, excuse my dancing. I think I pulled a hamstring there. It's amazing how fast the body rebounds. I think I've made some gains and I really feel 10 to 15 years younger. My body's firming up. I don't have these aches and pains that I used to have. And I feel confident in interactions with people, walking, coming up the stairs. And I feel very optimistic about the future coming here. If you are going to have an addiction, I think the best type of addiction to have is physical fitness. Another good thing is I'm getting off my four 12-hour shifts, so I'm no longer going to be a shift worker. Unfortunately, I got to wait several months for that to take place as the current year comes to an end. And for us, the calendar year is April 30th. But you know what? It's time to make a change. My body was feeling it, mentally I was feeling it. It's time to get back to the regular world, like a normal person. I got something for you as well. I think that this is a must listen. If you enjoy any bit of my show or any of the things I talk about regarding creativity and entertainment, you're gonna want to hunt down this podcast, which is not really hard to do anyway. It is The Tim Ferriss Show, and the episode I'm talking about is called The Wizard of Hollywood, Robert Rodriguez. Now, this guy is fantastic. He is a filmmaker. He is very well known in Hollywood. He has made the movie Sin City, Spy Kids 2, Desperado, Somewhere in Mexico, many more that you could find online but on IMDb. Why was this episode so awesome to me? Well, he talks about the creative process, and I'm constantly throwing all of the facets of the creative process around in my head and coming up with my own ideas, and I love hearing people talk about it. He talks about how he made his first feature film for $7,000 and no crew. Talks about why he decided to launch his own TV network and what he has planned for it, which is really cool, bringing in more of his fans and his audience and helping them be more creative. Talks about a very interesting part is how he says we have to start the creative process. We have to physically initiate it. And then at some point, once it gets rolling, we have to let it go and develop on its own because something else out there steps in and does the rest for us. That is so cool to hear that. And many, many other tips that I found so refreshing. And I felt like I was listening to somebody who has gone through the same things that I have gone through. So what's ahead coming here? Well, let's cue up the music again because I want to write more consistently instead of just talking about it and always trying to figure out what's going on and where I want to go. Just get in there, get my hands dirty and start writing. I'm going to keep recording. Rest assured, if you're listening to this podcast, you're going to hear some more podcasts. I'm going to keep sharpening my saw. I've got several courses that I've purchased. Some of them are big, some of them aren't that long, and books as well. And the things I'm going to be working on is storytelling, how to become a better storyteller. I'll be learning about voice acting, how to hone my characters, how to, I guess, have a portfolio ready to go, and maybe even take it to a more professional level. Audio production, of course, I'm still going to be talking about that and working and learning and trying to get better. And songwriting. I actually have a course or two on songwriting because I've actually already started to write one of my songs. Just basically a jotting down of some ideas, recording it, and letting that creative process flow as well. So maybe in the near future, you are going to hear a song on this channel. Something funny, something interesting, hopefully something half decent, but if not, I'm just going to put it out there. If it's anywhere near half decent, I'm going to put it out there and just work the process. Let the process happen. Okay. Thank you for coming along for the ride, Audio Og. It wasn't completely fulfilled the way I thought it would be, but it doesn't matter. I'm sure you can understand I focus on my health, which to me is the best thing I could have done at this point. And keep listening and keep dropping feedback if you do like what you hear. It really helps. I'm going to do it anyway. And that's what is awesome about creative. When you do it for yourself is the best. But that feedback every once in a while just turbo blasts you into the stratosphere. It makes you happy. Warms your soul, doesn't it? I'll catch you next time on the From Nib podcast.